With Wookbeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas Tryon has returned to his native New England for the setting of his sprawling novel, The Wings of Morning. Tryon was born in Wethersfield, Connecticut, which in the book is called Pequot Landing. He's proud of his town's history.
We sent men from Wethersfield to the Lexington Alarm. We had men at Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill. Washington slept in our town on three different occasions.
While Thomas Tryon is known for his horror novels, such as The Other, and his Hollywood stories, such as All That Glitters, his fans may be surprised that his latest novel is a historical romance, almost a gothic. Starting in 1828, the novel focuses on two feuding families.
What had been a mere falling out had over the generations and the centuries become an ugly blood vendetta.
The love angle is not too surprising for novels of this genre.
I guess it was inevitable that the son of the one house would fall in love with the daughter of the other house.
The lover's plight is seen primarily through the eyes of a young girl who works for one of the families.
She forms a triangle with the other two. She is best friend to both of them, but she gets caught in the middle.
The Wings of Morning by Thomas Tryon is an old-fashioned historical romance filled with passion, murder, suicide, and a huge cast of characters, published by Knopf. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Thomas Tryon, former actor and the author of the best-selling horror novel The Other, decided to write a novel based on the history of his hometown of Wethersfield, Connecticut. Tryon wrote a 40-page outline and gave it to his editor at Knopf. The editor read it.
Then pulled out the middle four pages, and he handed them across the desk to me, and he said, "I would like you to give me these." And I looked at him like he was screwy, and I said, "This is only a very small part of the book." And he said, "This is where your heart is."
Tryon says that to write an entire history of the town would be something Michener might do. So Tryon, in his novel, The Wings of Morning, focuses on the lives of two feuding families. The pages piled up in the 13 years it took to write this sprawling historical novel.
5,800 pages.
Manuscript pages?
Yes.
5,000 manuscript pages?
Yes.
That should be about
48 inches high. We measured it.
Despite its length, Thomas Tryon says he knew where every scene was, what every character was wearing, on what page they said a certain thing. But when his editor told him to break up the giant novel into four separate books, things got a little confusing.
It was only when we broke it up that I started to go crazy. When did that happen? When did this happen? And I really had to kind of rein in and get control of the material again.
Most of the nearly 6,000 pages were written on a typewriter. Tryon bought a computer just 2 years ago.
Oh, I wish I had one. I mean, the time that it would have saved me.
Knopf published The Wings of Morning, the first in what Thomas Tryon calls his Kingdom Come Quartet. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 13 years, Thomas Tryon labored on a huge historical novel set in New England. The book was so long that his editor asked that Tryon break it up into four separate books. Tryon says that the problem was how to shape the material into four novels that, while related, also had to stand alone.
You get into bed, you pull the covers over your head, and you just lie there. And you may lie there for days, literally, and you just wait for it to come.
The first of the four books, The Wings of Morning, was published in September by Knopf. Thomas Tryon sidesteps the question when asked if he's being paid for one big novel or four smaller ones.
They gave me one large advance, which I had to eke out over 13 years. So that meant that I was not making money hand over fist, and which was why I stopped during the interval and wrote two other novels.
The next three books in what Tryon calls his Kingdom Come Quartet will arrive in yearly intervals, the second due in the fall of 1991.
Then I have another book which they're going to publish as soon as these have been published. They're going to bring that out. I will have finished it, but they won't let me do it until these have been published. So in the meantime, I'm writing children's books.
Fans of sprawling historical romances will enjoy The Wings of Morning by Thomas Tryon. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.